Hello and welcome to the Chengdu Gaming Federation podcast. My name is Charlie and I'm joined here with Austin.
Hey.
And right now it is July 2018 and the Steam 2018 summer sale just concluded, I think about 2 days ago. And we went through sort of a 10-day, I guess, Steam sale this year. And we had a lot of discussion about the Steam sale. You purchased dozens of games in the Steam sale.
Yeah, I've got a list of them here we can go over later. I think we should both cover what games we got, what we're excited about.
Yeah, we should. So in this podcast, we were going to kind of summarize the Steam summer sale this year in 2018 and just talk about some recent purchases and kind of what's been new since the last podcast we published. So the Steam summer sale started on June 21st, 2018. It just ended a couple days ago.
July 5th.
Okay, yeah. So 4th of July, I guess, was like the last sort of event of the Steam summer sale. And there's been a lot of news with Steam recently in China specifically.
Yeah.
Specifically China officially endorsing Valve, I guess, and coming with like a new Steam store
right,
in China.
Which for us is probably pretty bad news. I think we've mentioned it on the podcast before, and it could be potentially our last chance to participate in the summer sale in the China region store.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. So a lot of us believe that this might be the last summer sale that we can have access to with Chinese accounts working the way that they do on Steam.
I mean, I was originally thinking I wasn't going to buy anything in this sale.
I was focused
on the Switch, and boy, was I wrong.
What happened? Your mind, first of all, I mean, both of us kind of went an extended period not really playing Steam games that much.
We were both hooked on our Switch.
Yeah, just preoccupied with Switch. Yeah, that's right.
I think for me personally, a big part of it was after purchasing Mario Tennis Aces or whatever for the Switch, I just was so disappointed at spending $60 on that. And I spent about the same amount, I'd say, in this summer sale this year and got, I think, 20 games or something. So that was like a really big thing. And it's not the first sale that I've participated in that I've bought a ton of games. But my library is so large, I didn't think I really needed to get anything.
No doubt.
But with the potential for us being blocked out of the China region store in the near future, I wanted to take advantage of that and get a bunch of games at a good, reasonable price. And I feel like I got a lot of value for my money, especially in contrast to having just purchased Mario Tennis, which just doesn't feel worth $60 compared to what I got for $60 on Steam.
For sure. You know what? Let's talk about that real quick. So recently, Mario Tennis came out, Mario Tennis Aces, I believe it's called, on Switch. And that's a Switch exclusive. It's kind of the biggest Switch exclusive the last couple months, at least. So you purchased the game. Tell us about that, because we played the demo. I don't think we talked about it on this podcast, but there was a demo for Mario Tennis before it had an official retail release, and we played the demo, and it was a lot of fun.
It's a ton of fun. It's a really well-put-together tennis game. The gameplay is solid, but I beat the story mode in 2 days or something. It was an extended tutorial, basically. And the online doesn't always work that great in China, and it's just kind of feels empty, you know?
Yeah.
It's lacking content, it's lacking options, and felt like a stark contrast to older Mario Tennis games. And having just recently almost completed Golf Story, Golf Story is such a great value, a great, you know, sports game, reminiscent of Camelot's old original Mario Tennis and Mario Golf games.
Yep.
And I would have loved to see something like that in the new Mario Tennis.
Sure.
And it's nothing compared to that. And Golf Story, I got for like $10 or something on
sale. So cheap. Yeah. Such a good value.
Versus $60 for Mario Tennis, where it doesn't even have a restart option for the story quest. You have to go through the dialogue again.
There have been so many complaints about that.
Yeah.
About the omission of all these kind of small things, which seemed like they would have been really easy to implement.
Absolutely.
But not implementing them has led to this massive outcry over
the... Because it's just a $60 game that's missing basic features that you'd think they would have put in there, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'm playing Dead Cells right now. We're both stoked on that. Got that in the sale, and that's so great.
Super polished.
In early access, dude. It's like, they like really nailed this for a fraction of the price.
Do you remember how much you paid for it on Steam?
I can check right now. I've got a list of the prices for everything.
I know they just raised the price of Dead Cells, I think about a month ago.
So I got it on sale in the sale for, Let's take a look. For 42 RMB, about $5 or something.
Yeah, it's like $6. Yeah. So $6 versus $60.
Yeah, a tenth of the price.
Yeah, and
It's Dead early Cells, access. They're just continually polishing and adding to it.
Yeah, actually, you said the other day in the CGF WeChat group, you were like, oh, Dead Cells kind of feels like it's done already, but it's an early access.
And they have a ton of content they're planning to add. So
they specifically said that their early access version of Dead Cells only has 40% of the final game's content.
It's nuts.
That's pretty nuts, yeah. Considering there's so much in the game already. I've played the game for almost 10 hours, and I still haven't beat the first boss.
Wow. Yeah.
So
I beat that boss already, but I'm looking forward to putting more time into it. I kind of think I got lucky with the items on that run. I just seem to have better luck with RNG than you do a lot of the time. Blazing through Death Road to Canada in two days.
That's right. Yeah. You're right. Well, but I did beat you in 20XX.
You did beat me in 20XX.
But that was also the early access version of 20XX. Yeah. It's now exited early access. And so
should
I think...
go back and try that. I'd like it on Switch, dude. That'd be fun to get for Switch.
You know, the only thing I think that would prevent me from buying that a second time on Switch would be if it's exorbitantly priced.
Yeah. If it's like $30 or $40, hell no.
Yeah.
If it's like $15.
For sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm increasingly starting to believe that that's like the sweet spot of the Switch is like $15 to $20 indie games.
Yeah, over $20, and it's like every game that I've spent more than $20 on, I'm questioning. Every game I've spent $20 or under, I'm like, I'm okay with this price. The game is good. Even if the game's not great, that's not so expensive that I'm like, oh, fuck this shit.
Right, for sure.
But $60, you're like, why did I do that? Like, I could have bought Celeste, Stardew Valley, Don't Starve. Like,
yeah, that's true. Right. So let's go through what you got in the Steam sale. I just have a much shorter list than you. Well, should we start with your list or?
Sure. Also, before we get into that, I just wanted to ask you what you think about Valve getting back into making games.
Oh, with the HTML game?
Yeah, dude. Like, yeah. What is that? Did you play that, dude?
I did play it. You're just like clicking on incoming enemies. It's like... why would they even do that? I don't really get the point.
Dude, it's kind of like, I think it's one of the weakest activities that they've had in any of their holiday sales in years, dude. It's like not really fun, takes up too much time, and doesn't lead to you discovering new games really or anything.
Yeah, well, they gave away badges for playing the game or something like that.
A couple badges. I don't think you don't work towards crafting a badge like you did before, which they have interesting quests in previous sales. I think the first sale that they did something like that in was 2011. And then they've had several sales where they have huge, like, events, things going on that you can participate in doing this, win games. And this one just felt really lackluster, like, in contrast.
You know, there is, like, a diminishing returns of Steam sales, especially, like, as you start to get a big library. So I have, like, almost 1,000 games in my Steam library. You have, like, 600, 700, something
700,
like that.
700. Right? And I still have a bunch of games to redeem on Humble Bundle. I don't even know why I don't do that. Like, what am I doing? Just amassing a bunch of keys?
Yeah, well, regardless. I mean, we have way more games than we have time to play.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, by a fact, you know, there's, like, literally just, like, hundreds of games in my Steam library, which I haven't even played before. And I know for a fact that like a lot of them are really good. Like Ori and the Blind Forest is one that I never played.
I briefly played it. I kind of wanted to get it in this sale. That's a great game, but I just didn't. I didn't think I'd get around to it right now. And it's similar to Dead Cells.
But I mean, also like Hollow Knight, you know, that's in my library. Like never played it. Everyone says it's like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a less of a sense of like urgency to buy anything in the Steam sale at this point because it's kind of like, well, I could buy some games and probably not play half of them. Yeah. Or I could also just like play games which I've already bought and never played also. So
I've done that a lot this week, actually. As many games as I bought, I made it a point to check out most of them. But this past week, I spent a lot of time playing games that I never got around to. Been playing Postal Redux.
I just got into Dead Cells just recently.
Yeah.
I mean, and I've had it in my library for a very long time. I think it was in one of the Humble Bundles, maybe. I'm not sure, but in any case, that's a game which has been in my library for quite a while.
If it was in a Humble Bundle, am I sitting on a key for that? Or
it's early access, right? So maybe it's not.
Probably not.
In any case, it's been in my library for a long time, but I just, for whatever reason, recently just started to play it, and man, I've been loving it so much.
Cool.
So I recommended that you get it, and I'm glad that you like it too.
Yeah, we've talked about it a lot, and both enjoyed like checking it out together, watching each other play, talking about things to do in it.
Yeah, for anyone who doesn't know, it's a roguelike Metroidvania game. It's like a side-scrolling Castlevania, sort of.
Really good animations. The like backdrops are amazing.
Amazing.
It's great artwork. It's a lot of subtle details that just make the whole experience pretty immersive for a Metroidvania-type experience.
So. Amazing artwork. It's sort of a 16-bit cyberpunk-looking game.
Yeah,
where you're like
really
a robot,
cool.
Robot samurai or something like that.
And I think the combat's just like really fluid and rewarding.
Are you familiar with the developer of the game?
Nah.
They're called Motion Twin.
They're from France, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
It's an independent developer in France. Pretty interesting story behind them. They apparently have no bosses, no management structure. It's like a totally flat hierarchy. Just like, I guess Valve is the same way, famously.
Yeah.
Where they have no bosses. No one like tells you what to work on.
That's kind of cool.
And they've determined that they just want 10 people to comprise the entire company. It's just like 10 independent developers. That's it. They think 10 is like the perfect number to have like a wide range of skills, but also not have it be so big that it becomes really bureaucratic.
That's cool.
Yeah. They all get paid the exact same amount too.
Wow. That's
pretty interesting.
Cool.
Yeah. They've made a whole bunch of games. They have dozens of games, which you can get on their website.
Have you checked out their other games?
I haven't played them, but I've looked into them. Yeah. Apparently they're
cool?
Good. Yeah. They look cool. They look cool. I mean, Dead Cells is definitely like the crown jewel.
Yeah. What are they called again?
Motion Twin.
Motion Twin. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, definitely have to check them
really
out.
Really interesting.
But Dead Cells is, I think they just announced about a week ago that it's exiting early access next month, which is in August.
Which means we'll probably see it on Switch real soon, huh?
The release date has already been announced. Yeah, I think it's August 27th or something like that. August 17th, maybe. It's in August. That's when the release is, and it's PS4, Xbox, and Switch. That's right.
Are you going to get it on Switch when it releases?
You know, I'm not sure. I've kind of been thinking about that because part of me feels like I definitely love the game completely, and I know it'll take a real, real long time to finish.
Yeah.
And Switch seems like the perfect platform for it.
Right.
It seems better on Switch than it does on PC. But I've already been playing the PC one for like 10 hours, and like the idea of having to start over from the beginning.
But you also have like a better understanding of the game. It'll go a lot faster, I think.
That's probably true too.
Yeah. I mean, like you were saying when you were first playing the game, it was rare for you to have more than 15, 16, 17 Dead Cells. And now it's common for you to get like 50 or something in a run, right?
I wouldn't say it's common. It's happened a few times.
I mean, the one that you were just doing when I came over here, you had like 30 and you probably had already got 20 that you spent or something before that with where you were at in the game.
Oh, you mean in one run?
Yeah,
yeah, for
in
sure.
One run.
Yeah, 50 in one run is, that's pretty ordinary. I'd
yeah, say. But yeah. Before you were like, I don't know, I've never had more than 17. They're rare.
Well, those time doors are real big.
Yeah,
you know,
dude,
once you can.
You get that. I saw that. I've never got that, but you open that chest and it was like, what, maybe 20. 15, 20?
No, it was like 20 Dead Cells in there.
It's crazy, dude.
Anyway, so the game Dead Cells, for anyone who hasn't played it, who's listening to this, it feels kind of like a speedrunning game. It feels like it's made for speedrunning.
Yeah.
So it's very fluid and fast to just dash around and slice people up. And they introduce a time door mechanic into the game, which these are, I mean, the whole game is procedurally generated. So you never know where they'll appear. But you want to race around the map basically to find them and to open them before the timer runs out. So you might have like a minute to get to the door or something like that. And you can see a timer on it. And more often than not, I don't make it, I'd say.
Yeah.
And you see a timer, it's like this door locked like 20
10
seconds
minutes
ago. Yeah, exactly, whatever. So
for me, it's always like this door locked 20 minutes ago.
Mm.
I'm really slow.
Yeah, but Dead Cells is really great. I don't know. I mean, you know, I assume it'll be like $20 on Switch. I mean, at that price, probably.
Didn't they mention that it was looking at a $30 retail price?
I'm not sure.
$30 is a little pricey when I already have the game.
I feel the same way. A little pricey when you already have the game.
If I didn't have it, I would consider it, but I mean, 42 RMB in the sale?
So cheap.
So
cheap.
Good, dude.
Well, I mean, when you think about the Steam store in China, everything is half price.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
And then you get half off of like games during the sale or something.
I mean, at least, you know, some of the games are like
80%.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's like 50% plus the 80% makes it so it's, I mean, crazy. It feels almost like we're like stealing, pirating or something. You know, it feels like that. It's like, oh, I'll just like.
When a game's like 6 RMB or something, you're just like do I need to think about this?
Right. It's like, I feel like I buy games on a whim, just like I would used to like download them.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like, well, what do I have to lose? Like, might as well just grab
it. It's free. Might as well just.
Yeah, exactly. It's like. The only investment here is like the time it's going to take me to like unzip it and like copy the crack file or whatever. You know what I mean? Like that's the only investment, and like roughly equivalent to 6 RMB, you know?
Yeah.
Minor inconvenience.
So let's get into the games we got. Shall you start or do you want me to start?
I can start just because mine's pretty short.
Yeah.
It's the first game I got is Just Ignore Them, which is sort of an Undertale looking.
I know that game. That's a like overhead kind of. Like you say, Undertale.
Yeah.
I have that game on my wish list.
Yeah, independent game. I think it was recommended by Leon.
You're playing like an 8-year-old kid, aren't you?
I think that's right.
Yeah.
I got Besiege. I got a gift copy of Besiege since that is Exit Early Access, and now it has online multiplayer, so I got a copy of that for my girlfriend. Look forward to playing that with her. I think she'll really like that game. She's not into a lot of like typical gamer games.
I don't see her getting into Dead Cells, but I can see her getting into Besiege.
Exactly. Besiege is just like a cool creative like builder.
Yeah.
Anyway, fun game. Wolfenstein 2, which I'm really looking forward to. I really enjoyed the...
You got that.
Yeah, huh? The other two Wolfenstein games I deeply enjoyed.
You spoke
enjoyed.
Incredibly highly of them. And you blazed through them like you just were like, this is so good.
Yes.
You're just like playing it. Like
That's right. That's right.
You do when you get into a game, you know? You just crack at it.
Right.
Knock it out.
That was Old Blood and New
Blood.
No, I don't know. It's something else.
New Order.
Yeah, New Order. New Order and Old Blood.
Old Order, New Blood.
Both really great. I also enjoyed Doom, the 2016 version of Doom. That was really good. I think I enjoyed Wolfenstein more, though. So the sequel
more of a
I'm looking forward to.
Narrative experience.
Much more of a narrative experience, yeah. I mean, Doom is kind of like...
just put you in there and just blow, like, run
and
gun.
Yeah, there's kind of a surprising story, too. I mean, the story's kind of cool. It's got, like, a sort of techno horror, Dead Space sort of story.
I've heard the story sounds like it's relatively cool, but if you don't care about the story, it's not essential or
That's
anything.
Right.
Like, you
Pretty
can
much.
Just enjoy the game and it doesn't, like, shove it down your throat, you know?
Right.
Or into your ears.
It's like a 1984 Metallica album made into, like, a game. You know, it feels like it's, like, headbanging ridiculousness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just, like, really... Over the top, like gratuitous violence.
Yeah, really so, rewarding. Doom.
Yeah, really rewarding. Yeah. But anyway, there's a sequel to that coming out too. Obviously, the next Doom game is coming out. I think this year.
Whoa, I should get on Doom then.
Yeah, you should check that out. But check out Wolfenstein as well.
Yeah,
it's a shame you didn't get that. Do you have the other ones? Do you have New Order or Old Blood?
Nope.
Man, Steam sale would have been a perfect opportunity to get those. Those games
are
fantastic.
I think they're a little bit pricier, though. Like, the most expensive game I think I got was Dying Light.
Okay, so anyway...
And those are, like, more expensive than Dying Light. They're more recent games, I think, by, like, a year or two, maybe?
Probably, yeah. I think they're 2015.
Yeah.
The next game I got was Late Shift, which is the full motion video.
Yeah, you played that the other day, didn't you?
Yeah.
So yep. I saw... You mentioned maybe in one of the group in the group chat or maybe on Steam or something that it's like a little bit cheesy.
Yep.
Yeah, you recommend picking it up. You said the cinematography was good, but you recommend maybe picking it up on sale. The acting's a little campy and the writing's not like...
Actually, I thought the acting was pretty good. I thought the writing was pretty bad.
Okay.
I thought that it was... I mean, it looks really cool. It looks like a movie.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't look like straight to DVD, you know. It doesn't look like low quality. And so that's very impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, the music is good. Cinematography is good. It's shot very well. But the story is just
weak.
Deficient.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's kind of a cool story, but they just immediately put the protagonist in like ridiculous situations that would never happen. And so when you're watching, you're just like, yeah, I don't buy it like at all.
Yeah.
You know, just don't buy it.
You kind of feel detached.
Yeah. And so I watched that with Hika, my girlfriend. And I mean,
Do
it's kind of cool.
The whole thing?
Well, we've played one playthrough. There are 12 different endings. When you conclude your run or when the movie is over, right? Because the movie ends and credits roll.
Yeah.
Based on what you choose.
How long is it?
It was 65 minutes was our run of it. But, I mean, we got to a certain point where we were just kind of laughing at it and just making like intentionally ridiculous choices, which was a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah.
but anyway, one of those ridiculous choices like got me killed.
Right.
And then it's just like credits roll and it's like, whoa, okay, cool. Like that is how it ends. That's pretty neat. You know what I mean? Like it would never happen in any movie, you know? It's like
I mean, I'm trying to think of a movie like where this has happened, like where, you know, like the protagonist or like some major character. I mean, it's kind of like the end of the first season of Game of Thrones where Ned Stark gets beheaded.
Yeah, you're like, what?
And you're like, it's never going to happen. Yeah. And then it's like, whoa, okay, that really happened. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like you can die that quickly, like in this movie or in this game or whatever it is. I'm a little confused. It's a game, movie. Name? I don't know what
goofy?
It is. Yeah, exactly.
A it's goofy. A little goofy, so I think goofy's right.
Yeah. Anyway, Late Shift was pretty cool. It was kind of fun. I might go back and play it again and just see if I can make my choices even more ridiculous, because that is the most fun I had with it, I think.
Right.
But Higa gave it a 3.
A three
out of 10, I think, on Doban.
3 out of 10.
Yeah, she's real harsh. She's a real harsh critic. Wow. She's like, this story is like garbage. Anyway, it was kind of fun for like an hour.
Yeah, but
whatever.
Also, like, even if the story's garbage, as a game, like, isn't part of it about the experience as well? And shouldn't that be factored into your rating?
Yeah, you know, they
you
did something really
were laughing.
They did something really novel and cool. I think it's really an interesting idea. I mean, there should be more of these. I feel like,
right?
You know, this could be like
if
a
this
really
continued
cool thing
as a genre and developed. Yeah. you wouldn't see necessarily as poor writing. You would see it develop and grow and see better stories told.
I mean, honestly, I'd prefer to play something like this than like a Telltale game. I feel like a Telltale game is like the same sort of thing. It's a movie with branching paths, and you make choices, and the dialogue changes, and the outcome's different.
Right.
I feel like this is the same thing as that, except they just shoot like every possible scenario with like live cast.
Seems cool.
It does. It does seem cool. So I think it's pretty been successful.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm not sure like what the sales figures are precisely, but I do know that.
But at least a couple people have bought it.
It's been heavily promoted on Steam. It's been recommended to me like many times on Steam.
Hmm.
So anyway, that game has been pretty cool. The next game which I got is Cairo, which is sort of a mist looking game.
I recommended that to you, didn't you? Or you asked me about it and I told you get it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You've played it, right?
Yeah, I played through the whole thing. It's got like a really cool, I think, aesthetic to it. And the story's kind of a little bit vague. So it leaves a lot of room open to interpretation. And I think...
Is it like puzzle solving? What kind of game?
It's kind of like puzzle solving and stuff. It's really similar to, say, Myst or something.
Right.
But like, I think a better experience than Myst, just because it's not, you know, like I said, it's a little bit vague. It leaves a lot more open to interpretation and doesn't kind of force you to go through... I mean, Myst has those just cheesy actors and FMV like sequences thrown into this like CG environment that kind of like removed a little bit. I mean, was fun at the time and stuff. And
I think it was graphically impressive
at the time,
but
yeah.
It's so dry, man.
Yeah.
It's like the driest
really
game
dry.
Ever. It's like watching like a PowerPoint presentation or something. Yeah. It's just like, man, I wish there was some more action or in the game, you know?
Yeah. But Cairo is a cool and short experience with, I think, beautiful aesthetics.
How long did it take to complete that?
Like a few hours.
Okay.
Like maybe four and a half hours.
Right on.
Yeah.
I also got Fallout New Vegas.
I got that as well.
Yeah, I played Fallout 3 and Fallout 4. Really enjoyed them both.
What does row mean? On my like purchase history, it says I purchased Fallout New Vegas row and Dying Light row.
What does row mean?
I don't know. I thought you might know.
R-O-W, row?
Yeah,
like
all
row
capital.
Boat?
Yeah, like row a boat.
No clue.
Like retail office Winnebago.
No idea. Good luck figuring that out. Next game I got was Dying Light, and I got Synthetic, which is a roguelike shooter, which looks really cool. I haven't played it that much.
A roguelike shooter?
Yeah,
not like
it actually,
first-person shooter, but
it's like Hotline Miami style. It's like that direction and like the isometric view, and it looks like RoboCop, basically.
That sounds super cool.
Yeah, looks pretty cool.
So like
I played for just a couple minutes.
Hotline Miami.
More like Hotline Miami than like Gungeon. Yeah, it's not like a bullet hell game. It is a shooter though.
Okay.
Anyway, so those are all the games which I got in the Steam sale this year. I think it's about 9 games.
You haven't played Synthetic yet?
I did play it briefly. Yeah.
Is it pretty satisfying?
It's pretty satisfying.
How much
did
you get it for?
I think something like 25 RMB. Hmm. It's not quite as intuitive as Hotline Miami, I'd say. I think they're because you are like literally like a cybernetic police officer or something. It looks very similar
to RoboCop.
Yeah, basically. And so there are all these different functions you have and abilities and such. So it
What's
seems
the
like
art?
The art style is sort of 1980s colorful.
It's like 2D though or 3D?
It's 3D.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 3D.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. Anyway, check that out. Synthetic. It's got a K at the end of synthetic. So anyway, that was what I got in the Steam sale. Cool. What about yourself? What'd you get?
I went a little overboard, dude.
I know you got a couple of these, which are on my list, right? Did you get Fallout New Vegas also?
I got New Vegas and I got Dying Light. And I think those are the only overlaps we had.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of these were probably games which were on your wish list for like a very long time, right?
Yeah, dude. Several of them are ones that were on my wish list for a long time. So, and some of them I just kind of decided to get. I'll go through one by one. I also refunded a couple, as I told you. I got I Am Bread because it was 6 RMB. Can't really go wrong with that. And that's quirky and fun, I think. A little goofy. I mean, you're controlling bread and toasting it and stuff. So, like,
what was the other game that developer made, which was similar?
Surgeon Simulator.
Yeah, Surgeon Simulator is like way better, I think.
I don't know. Have you played I Am Bread?
I have played it.
All right. Surgeon Simulator, just because you're like operating on someone, it's like
fun.
Yeah.
That's a great game. It's like dangerous. Operation. It's Operation, essentially.
I really like the PS4 version because it incorporates the gyro controls.
Oh,
like,
we had a great time playing that. Yeah. That, and actually, so that's good. The only one which has multiplayer also.
Yeah, why would they do that, dude?
Yeah, you really have to wonder, why would they do that? I mean, I can see that they want to give a big exclusive to PlayStation 4 in exchange for promotion.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was PlayStation Plus Game of the Month or whatever. Who knows what the exact arrangement was. But for them to leave such a good feature on the table for all the other platforms, that's a real shame.
Okay, so I got Besiege, finally. That's pretty cool. I got Blood Omen 2 Legacy of Kain, which is pretty old.
That's a PlayStation 1 game, right?
No, the first one's PlayStation 1. The second one's Xbox.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe PS2. I don't know. I played it back in the day. I kind of got it for nostalgia, you know? It's not like it holds up super well, but it's a cool game, and it was 3 RMB, dude. Like,
it's 3 RMB. Yep.
Yeah. Speaking of old games, I've been like getting really excited about finally getting more and more info on Beyond Good and Evil 2. And I wanted to go back and replay the original Beyond Good and Evil. So I bought that for 4 RMB.
Mm-hmm.
I got Teleglitch per Leon's recommendation.
Oh, that's a cool game.
Dude, that's a really cool game.
Like, yeah, they do interesting things with the camera there.
Yeah, like the shadows and stuff. And it kind of weird mix between 3D and 2D.
How would you describe the game? It's like dungeon crawler sort of?
I would kind of say it's like a survival, like an isometric survival horror game. Like dungeon crawler. You got crafting, gathering weapon or items, crafting weapons, and then shooting. And it's a little bit creepy. It's fun. It's like I got really good atmosphere. A little bit cheesy story that you like pick up through reading computer terminals, but it's not essential to the experience.
Right.
I got Mark Echoes Getting Up, which is one of the ones I refunded, dude.
Graffiti game, right?
Graffiti game. I was interested in it partially because it was published by Devolver.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm also prone to buying anything Devolver.
But I briefly played it, and it just felt like the sum of all its parts. It was trying too many things and didn't do any of them as well as other games did at the time period.
What did you cite as the reason for refunding it?
Reason not listed.
Okay.
But, like, the main thing, because there's no, like I said, it's just that all the parts are kind of cool. It was pretty ambitious.
How much was the game?
12 RMB. But it was like several games that I refunded that ended up being like 70 RMB or something. So I was like, whatever. And I just didn't want it cluttering up my library, you know? Like, I've got enough stuff in there. I don't need like a game that I think I'm not going to play, even if it's only $2. Like, I got Blood for 5 RMB.
Oh, I really like that one.
Yeah, it's cool. I like it.
Hard to go back to, I find, but that was like one of my favorite games.
I did a little bit of work to tweak it, and I'm going to work on a mod for the textures and stuff, and I think it'll be relatively decent for playing on a newer system.
Oh, really? There's mods for it. I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's some mods for it, and like I tweaked it so it runs with like modern controls. Running on the default controls was like using the arrow keys to look and like just like really weird controls.
Dude. Oh, I got to look into those mods then. I didn't realize there was like, it's like a mouse look mod or something.
Yeah, mouse look mod and a couple other things. I can send you a link to like everything later.
That'd be cool. Yeah, yeah. Do that.
I got Kindergarten, which is like really kind of like a dark but cute kind of puzzle adventure game where you're going through 5 days at kindergarten and trying not to be killed and maybe killing some other kids.
Cool.
It's a little bit dark humor. I think that appeals to me a lot. I got Fuggle, which I considered returning but did not due to both you and Leon being like, dude, don't. Leon was like, don't fucking return that.
It's gonna get better. Yeah.
It's cool. Oh, maybe you don't like cool things, Austin. I'm like, fine, I'm not gonna return it.
Right.
And it is cool. It is cool.
It's a flying simulator.
Yeah.
Procedurally generated flying simulator.
And your bird like mutates into whatever it's closest to.
Mm.
I got High Hell, per your recommendation.
Oh, you've been playing that?
So good, dude. It's good, also, right? Devolver Digital and Dose One doing the soundtrack. Really
great
good.
Great soundtrack.
Yeah. I mentioned Dying Light, most expensive game I got in the sale. I think I'm enjoying it a little bit more than you.
You recommended it
to me, and then I just got hooked on it, and you've been like on dead cells ever since.
You made a WeChat group for Dying Light, and you're like, why won't you guys play with me? Will someone play with me, please? Like, it's, you're killing me over here. Why does someone not want to play Dying Light
with
me?
I'm dying. Okay, so Into the Breach, finally got around to getting that. That is really cool, but it's a little bit slower. I haven't been able to make as much time for it. It's a little bit more thoughtful, I guess.
Yeah, I got to say, I think I like FTL more.
Yeah, but cool, I think. Still cool.
I've actually recently been playing FTL on iPad.
Really? Oh, yeah, you mentioned that.
Yeah, it was on sale.
Really good controls.
On sale on the App Store for $2.
Can't go wrong for that, dude.
Yeah. It's best on iPad, I feel, too.
Right on. Fallout New Vegas, Dead Cells. I got Vagante. Do you know that one?
It's like the Risk of Rain looking one?
Yeah, it's like Spelunky, but like super hard. I just thought it wasn't like... I refunded it. It was like 40 RMB or something, and it just wasn't clicking the way like Dead Cells or the other games I was playing.
Right.
Like Spelunky, just roguelike exploration.
Mm-hmm.
Savant Ascent, do you know what that is?
Nope.
It's this like music producer, and it's a game with like a bunch of his music, and it's like a crazy over the top bullet hell type shooter.
Cool.
Really cool, good soundtrack.
Nice.
Deep Space Waifu.
Oh, love that one.
Yeah, super good.
Big fan. Do you shoot their clothes off?
The nude patch.
Oh, there's a nude patch?
Yeah.
Nude patch.
All you do is write nude.txt in a text file or save a text empty text file as that in the folder.
Really?
And then you literally shoot off their clothes.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's such a funny game.
Yeah, it's super goofy, great aesthetic,
fun soundtrack.
It's pretty fun, dude.
Pretty fun, you know? I mean, I thought
it doesn't take itself too seriously.
I thought it would be just like a bad game with like an anime, you know, like goofy exterior, but it's actually pretty enjoyable.
I think it doesn't take itself too seriously. It has fun with it.
That's clear.
So I also got Evoland. Thought that might be fun to check out. 9 RMB was on the wish list for a while. Bulletstorm. Never finished it way back in the day. Wanted to play.
I keep seeing ads for that. That's like on sale now.
On sale,
right?
Again, yeah. And that's a cool game. Doom probably way better than it at this point, but it has some cool mechanics, I think, that it does well. The Evil Within 2. Leon pushed me to get that. Darkwood.
Yeah, I was kind of debating to get Wolfenstein 2 or Evil Within 2.
I've spoke a lot about how much I enjoyed the first one, so I thought I'll get it. And Darkwood, which looks super cool, like a survival horror isometric game, looks really cool, creepy. And Death Coming, which I returned. It's like a mobile game, dude, so it just felt a little bit weak on PC.
Yep. Mobile games are best on phones in most cases.
So that was like... a shit ton of games, dude. I think I really overdid it but I'm enjoying the hell out of like my Steam library again for the first time in months.
Yeah.
Like just only been on Switch.
Right. I've noticed recently that a lot of games are getting Mac support now. You know, Dead Cells actually just added Mac support.
Cool.
And Linux support, I think like just a few weeks ago. So this is a new feature. And I just actually yesterday, I believe, started to use my Xbox One controller with my Mac, which works great. Yeah, pretty neat. So that makes games like Dead Cells a lot easier. I mean, previously, I would never play a game like that on my Mac.
Why do you think more and more games are getting Mac support now?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I think that Mac computer sales are probably higher than Windows computer sales. I mean, in terms of like growth numbers, like percentage.
Yeah.
So I think that, I mean, that may be a factor. I'm not sure. I mean, it might be easier to develop Mac games now or to port them now. I'm not really sure actually what the reason is, but it is really good. I mean, it's if you have a Mac, as I do, then I have a Windows computer and a Mac laptop.
Right.
And playing games on my Mac is just a lot easier. I don't have to like boot another system up. You know, I don't have
to always
like,
get your Mac on pretty much.
Exactly. It's always on. So it's really quick and easy and a little dangerous, to be honest. Just like Dead Cells is like, oh. 20 seconds away. Yeah. You know, it's like, But it works great on Mac. It works perfectly, which is good too. I was a little bit concerned that there would be like some slowdown or some kind of issues because also when I'm running this game, there's like, you know, at least like six or seven other programs running in the background.
There's no GPU in the Mac, right?
There is. There's a GPU.
Okay.
It's not, it's like a GTX 760 or something like that. It's
powerful.
I mean,
real modern.
It runs, it runs Dead Cells fine. So
it could run a lot of things. It's not like a terrible graphics card or anything, but it's definitely not like future proof or anything.
Well, There's plenty of games. 2013 laptop. Yeah. You know, the 5-year-old laptop.
Is there cloud saves for games that like work when you go from PC to that is so cool, dude.
So cool. It worked perfectly too. I actually checked before I installed Dead Cells on Mac.
I'm not gonna start this all over again on my Mac.
Yeah, I wouldn't play it. Yeah. I wouldn't play it if I had to start from the beginning. But I checked it had Steam Cloud enabled.
So
I installed the game and it didn't have to do anything. It just like immediately knew my progress and just like hit continue the first time I launch it and it's like right where I was.
That's great.
Yeah, just totally seamless, fantastic.
Cool.
Really happy that that has not been messed with in light of the Steam community site being blocked in China.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, sometimes it seems like you missed...
Oh, God, how fucked up would that be,
You missed some messages. Well, I mean, it would mean that on our gaming PC, you'd be, like, running a VPN all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not ideal, but, I mean, all of us already have VPNs anyway, so it wouldn't be the end of the world.
Yeah, but sometimes there are VPN issues, you know, and that could like really interfere with stuff.
I mean, more important stuff than Steam, you know? Yeah. I mean, you can't get email. Like if you don't have a working VPN in China and you're an expat, it's going to be tough.
China if like VPNs were blocked?
Yes.
You're just like without no hesitation. You're just like, yep, I'm out.
Right.
I need Gmail.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I need the internet. That's just like too much of a compromise. That's too much of a sacrifice. I would not be willing to do that.
I can't give up YouTube.
I watch YouTube an hour a day.
I need Donkey.
Yeah. One other thing I noticed before we wrap this up about the Steam sale this year is that Steam has, this sort of related, tangentially related to the Steam sales, that they released a 2018 bestsellers list, which I think they came out with just the day that they concluded the Steam sale. Which is pretty cool. You know, it shows all the top sellers, shows most concurrent players this year. Not a lot of huge shocks. I mean, it's like PUBG and Skyrim, Civilization 6, GTA 5. It's a lot of like games which we have already long known are bestsellers, but it's kind of cool. One interesting part also is that they included a list of the top selling VR games.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I mean, it's a long list. It's Beat Saber, of course, is like one of the...
Yeah, it's like pretty new, right? Yeah, we should go check that out.
2018 release. Yeah, we should check that out. The VR place here in Chengdu at Raffle City down the street.
They have it.
They do have it. They have Beat Saber, yeah. Anyway, Beat Saber was one of the best-selling VR games.
It's like only a month old or something, right?
That sounds about right. Yeah. Sounds about right, yeah. Also, Arizona Sunshine. A lot of interesting games.
That's still doing well. I think that's a really cool game.
2016 game. Yeah, so pretty old at this point. But, I mean, in terms of VR.
Yeah.
So... But other games I haven't even played, like Budget Cuts, which sounds really funny. Hot Dogs, Horseshoes, and Hand Grenades. Job Simulator, which I've heard really good things about. Onward, Orbis, Pavlov, Super Hot VR was on there, and then Skyrim VR.
Hmm.
So cool. Pretty cool. Anything else to add before we wrap this up?
I mean, we talked about a lot of things that we're obviously checking out and playing, but there's a few other games I'm playing right now I could bring up. If there's anything else you're playing that you didn't bring up in the podcast discussion that you want to mention.
Well, I've been playing mostly Dead Cells recently.
Yeah.
But I was playing a lot of Enter the Gungeon. I was playing that daily for the last like month or so. But I got finally.
Yeah,
I got my girlfriend into Stardew Valley and she's gone like completely off the deep end with that game.
Yeah, dude, she's been messaging me. She's like, I'm 35 hours in, Austin. I'm just like, whoa.
Yeah, that's right. She just reached the bottom.
Didn't Charlie just lend you that? Like a day? He lent her the Switch, right?
Well, she's gone like 2 or 3 days in the last week awake until like 3 o'clock in the morning playing Stardew, which is not shocking. You know, I mean, it's definitely that
kind of game.
Yeah, it's that kind of game for sure. And I'm really glad that she's enjoying it so much. But I did tell her, like, don't go to sleep at 3 a.m. But in any case, so she's been playing the Switch for about a week now. So just Dead Cells is what I've been playing primarily on Steam.
Yeah, I played a lot of, as I mentioned, Dead Cells, Dying Light. But as I said, I've been making it a point the last week or so to check out some games I haven't really played. I did Postal Redux, which is really fun. Really, I just like the atmosphere of that game. They really do a good job with the atmosphere.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's the remake of the original Postal. Yeah.
Also, this game Hand of Fate I mentioned, really weird. You like have a deck builder and then the cards are laid out and you move around the cards on a table and go into battle instances or have random encounters, shops and stuff.
That kind of reminds me, did you ever play Slay the Spire?
No, did you get that?
No, I didn't, but it's a card game which a couple people
really
were talking
highly
about.
Rated, isn't it?
I think it is. I think it's still early access.
Yeah, it is still early access. Thing that's similar to Dead Cells though, where it's got like a fairly complete experience for you to do. Mm. They still have a lot to add, but it's totally playable. But no, I think it's a little bit different than that. The combat's like all real time and stuff, similar to Batman, but pretty interesting, cool game. I think that's about it. Those two games, basically.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening to the podcast. Hope to record another episode soon. In the meantime, if you're interested in checking out other episodes, you can find those on our website at chundugaming.com or in iTunes or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts.
Later.